You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 27th, 2021. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Going to be taking your phone calls all this hour. 512-248-8252 if you'd like to join in. Or 1-800-313-9443. I also wanted to say, you know, support RBN. They've got the commercials running. It's on the website, how to best support the network at the moment. And it's important at the moment to support the network if you want to keep it alive. Also, Paul from New Jersey, if you're listening, you're always welcome to call in. And I forwarded all your information, and RBN has it to the best of my knowledge. But it's caught up in, you know, the transitions that's taken place since November 5th. So anyway, just so that you know that. But we're going to go to the phones. We got Laura in Michigan. Laura, how you doing? What's on your mind today?
Hi, Theron. First of all, I'm going to talk about that variant, South African. According to One America News, this variant is a mutation of the spike proteins. So where do you get the spike proteins? When you're vaccinated. So if you're pure blood and have not been vaccinated, you shouldn't have these spike proteins and have to worry about this variant. Maybe I'm wrong and people prove me wrong. I'm not sure. But that just seems that 2 + 2 = 4. It's the people who are vaccinated that will have the mutation.
That's good. That's good information. I did not know that. So, yeah, anything like that you can share, feel free.
Then I had a question. Is Mike Hill, is he the son of Dr. Hill, a League of the South?
I'm thinking that he may be, but I don't know that for sure.
But that's such a nice family. This is terrible. They're just a wonderful people. I'd like to see Dr. Hill on the radio more often.
Well, you know, it's been a long time, but it's actually been years ago, so I'm not going to criticize too hard, but I had reached out. I'd actually left messages at the League of the South trying to have Dr. Hill on, and no one ever responded. And now, of course, you know, since this court case came about, none of them wanted to do interviews, I'm sure, with this thing pending because they're afraid what they might would say would be used against them. But Laura, I mean, no matter how people feel about the event or, you know, who caused what or whatever, we are now have entered into a time where if anyone tries to put on any type of event like this that is contrary to the narrative of the media and the federal government, then they move successfully to financially bankrupt you. And that's what we just saw in this case. And that's why, you know, I normally don't like to take that kind of time. But, I mean, people need to understand these people, unless they can appeal and, you know, that they got to pay lawyers. They're being financially wrecked either way. This sets a precedent for a very ugly future as far as our ability to associate and fight back against this tyranny. What's your thoughts on that?
We already know that from January 6th. All those men that are in prison still. Yeah, right there is it proof. We're in a tyranny. We're in a terrible tyranny right now. And something has to be done, and I'm not sure how to do it, other than praying. About, we got to actually do some action. We've got to start showing that we're... Well, I think that, you know, F. Joe Biden in the stadiums was a good start to show how people feel.
So. Oh yeah, the chance at the stadium speaks volumes, and of course, you know a lot of people do know about that. Like I said, I was around some normies last night. They knew about that. They have quit watching NASCAR because of the whole Bubba Wallace and getting rid of the Confederate flag that NASCAR has done through its wokeness. And like I said, I might have been on the National Intel Report. Whenever NASCAR is on TV, just flip over there and watch it. Watch them go around the track one time and look at the stands. They admit that they're down about 36%. So people out here are rejecting some of this. It's just almost, you know, when you see the contrast with the Sainz versus Kessler case, and you see their ability to charge these people that were just supposed to speak at the event of being involved in this conspiracy to commit violence and then award these major damages against them. You know, I've never been that big a fan of Richard Spencer, but I certainly believed in his right to speak, have his website, say whatever was on his mind. They took his website away. You know, they stole his domain. Or I don't know if it was a domain seizure or if whoever he had it with took it down, but he lost altright.com or .org, whatever it was. So, I mean, we're just seeing this all across the board, and it's only, unfortunately, I hate to be a pessimist, but I have to be a realist, it's only going to get worse.
Right. And then those guys, they didn't burn, loot, and murder like Black Lives Matter. So, I mean, you know, they've done nothing. What, they wore white polo shirts and khaki pants and carried a tiki torch? Come on. Yeah, what's that? So, yep. Anyway, I just... In comparison, there's no comparison to what's happening now.
Oh, I know. So. I mean, it's really, Laura, it's moved at such a rapid pace. Whatever date you want to go back, I mean, if you want to go back to Charlottesville, since then we've had the rigged election. You know, we've had this whole COVID hoax. They continue, you know, got endless boosters. They had Biden on TV getting his fake booster. You know, they're admitting Breitbart's running the stories that for whatever reason, they're faking the Oval Office. It's not even the real Oval Office. It's located across the street. They're admitting all this. Media doesn't question any of this. I had to prove that to some people over the holidays that, you know, the Oval Office is fake, and they seemed shocked. But, I mean, I'll say it again, and I'll get your opinion before I let you go, but I believe they are, you know, they're all in, and they are not going to, they're not going to let go. They're going to keep bringing pandemic, more strains, more shots, more lockdowns, more you being fired, more closures of businesses, more supply chain shortages. I mean, it's just...
All I have to say is these Jews are vindictive and vicious. Just ask Jesus. He found that out, too. So, okay, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to David in Massachusetts. We got Art in Georgia coming up. David, how you doing? Hey there, David.
You can hear me okay, Fallon?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Hey, listen, I think President Sloppy Joe Biden is slipping deeper and deeper into dementia. Simon, can you believe that he actually thinks that Congress just passed the legislation Build Back Biden? Build Back Biden.
Oh, did he say that? David, somewhere he said that?
Well, he might just as well. I'm saying it for him. He's too demented to say it, so I'm saying it for him. He actually thinks Congress just passed Build Back Biden.
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, I wouldn't either.
Nothing can surprise me. Nothing can surprise me with Joe Biden.
Yeah. So listen, Simon, there's so much to talk about, but I must... You know, I must just focus in on this one thing. First off, if I refer to the Fuhrer, you know who the Fuhrer is, right? The Fuhrer?
Yep.
Yeah, who's the Fuhrer?
I would assume that you're referring to Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, Adolf Hitler is the Fuhrer. Now, the Fuhrer said that he's quoted as saying, when you get to the bottom of every evil thing, you will find a Jew. Okay? Now, take this Kenosha situation, and let's see if the Fuhrer's statement holds any water. Let's see if the Fuhrer's statement holds any water. And let's see if we find a Jew at the bottom of all this unspeakable evil out in Kenosha. Okay, there's been all the rioting and burning Kenosha to the ground, and the whole horror show of Kyle Rittenhouse, and all the arson and rapes and murders and on and on and on. But Farron, if you trace it all the way back, it all goes back to a Jew that got off scot-free. Now, I want to compare this Jew, so-called police officer, to Darren Wilson in Ferguson, Missouri. Darren Wilson had to defend himself from the big brown bear. I call Mike Brown the big Mike Brown bear. He was huge. It was like being charged by a big Alaskan brown bear. And I've seen them. I've seen them up in Alaska. Believe me, they're very intimidating. These big Mike Brown bears when they come charging at you. But anyways, Darren, Fallon, where I'm going with this is this wicked evil Jew. Okay, his name is Rustin Shefty. He comes from a family of Russian Jews. His parents and grandparents, Russian. He comes from a Russian Jewish family. Now, these stinky, filthy, leaking Republicans automatically want to side in with, and I won't call him a white race traitor pig, because he's really not of our race. He's a Jew, and they're a different race. So he's not a classic example of a white race traitor pig. But the white race traitor pigs support Rustin Shefty. Now, he's a discreet. Jacob Blake, I know he was probably a hood from the hoodie and all this business, but nevertheless, apparently he was a Christian man. He was a Protestant. I think he was a Baptist. He was everyone knew he was a Christian. And you got all these pigs, and they're tasering them, and he's got his children in the car, okay? And all this baloney about whether he did or did not have a knife. You don't shoot, even if he had a knife, you don't shoot a man that's retreating, and he's concerned about his children. He's going to check up on his children to make sure his children are okay in the back seat, and he's shot 7 times in the back by this wicked, evil Jew. Now, may I suggest that the Fuhrer's statement does hold water. That when you get to the bottom of every wicked, evil horror show, every evil thing, you will find the Jew. So when you get to the bottom of all the evil wickedness that Kenosha has come to represent, you will find a Jew, and his name is Rustin Shefty, that shot Jacob Blake 7 times in the back. Okay? And compare him, he hasn't been fired. He's probably been promoted. Compare him to the great white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, Darren Wilson, who had to defend himself against the big Mike Brown bear that was charging him. Up in Alaska, we used to get charged by big Mike Brown bears, and it's very scary. And you have to take them out, or they'll kill you, they'll maul you. Can you imagine? Look at what happened to Darren Wilson because he's a white man compared to that wicked, evil Jew that, as the Fuhrer said, you get to the bottom of every horror show, every monstrous evil, and you will find a Jew. And that Jew's name is Rustin Shefty. And I hold him responsible for all the death, rape, bloodshed, destruction in Kenosha, and for what he put Kyle Rittenhouse through. We gotta get rid of that wicked Jew, Rustin Shefty.
All right,
the
David.
The curse of Jesus Christ. Hey, what? What, Baron?
Thank you so much for your phone call. I can't let it run 10 minutes. I got to let everybody get on, but I appreciate that. I'd kind of forgot the whole Michael Brown story. It's, there's been so many of them, but I didn't know that aspect of it. So hey, thank you so much for the phone call. Let's go to Art in Georgia. Art, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hey, Farron. Well, first of all, I wanted to talk about Rittenhouse, but before we get to that, you can't really compare the two that Dave was talking about, because when you look at the Jacob Blake case, this is a case of a black man who was bragging to the cops about the weapons he had in his car, and then he fought with police, resisted them as he ran around the front of his car, diving into the front seat head first to get his weapon, and that's why he was shot 7 times. Okay? He was doing everything that he could possibly do to put those police officers' lives in jeopardy. That's why he was shot. Had nothing to do with race or anything like that. It was all about an idiot challenging the police to a death match, and he lost. Pure and simple. Mike Brown, another case, challenging a police officer to a death match. That's where they lie similar. There is no difference. You cannot challenge police to a death match and expect to walk away in one piece, or at least without holes in you. Simple. Now on to Kyle Rittenhouse. Let's look. Okay. Not guilty on all charges. Okay. Good call. Now, I'm here in Georgia. And the Ahmaud Arbery case, first of all, I want to know, all right, these three men, all convicted, all found guilty of murder, first-degree murder, but how do you find someone guilty on 3 counts of first-degree murder when they only killed one person? That's what I don't get, all right? Doesn't make any sense. But somehow they got away with it. When you look at the difference in these two cases, there are a couple differences here. First of all, the jury with the Kyle Rittenhouse case, they refused to give in to the woke mob. Here in Georgia, the jury collapsed and gave in to the woke mob and found these three men guilty. Okay? I believe they were guilty in my own personal opinion, but a lot of people didn't. That's just my personal thoughts here. But what I don't get is the woke mob, this wokeness has gotten to the point to where none of it makes any sense. Because you're looking at people now are trying to compare these two, saying, you see, white people get away with everything. Wait a minute. Up there in Kennesaw, okay, you got a white dude shoots 3 white people, 2 of them die. That's white killing white. Here in Georgia, you got 3 white people involved in killing 1 black man. How do you compare the two? How can you say white people get away with everything when they just convicted 3 white people for killing 1 black dude? Well, how do you compare these two? This makes no sense to me. This is how stupid and far off the reservation. Oh, God, there goes a racist comment coming out of my mouth. But this is how far off the reservation this whole wokeness has gotten. They want to compare the two when there's no possible way you could even remotely find anything similar in either one of these cases. But yet, white people get away with everything. I don't get it. You?
Oh, I don't get it. The hypocrisy is unbelievable. But you're saying in the Arbery case that these men were charged with, found guilty of 3 counts of first-degree murder? Did I hear you right?
Yes. Each one. I did not. Sitting and I was listening to them as they were reading the verdict on, you know, so the name of so-and-so. We find on the first count of first-degree murder, guilty. The second count, first-degree murder, guilty. Third count, first-degree murder, guilty. And then there was false imprisonment, or whatever they wanted to call it. But they were like, each one of them was charged with like 5 different charges, 3 of which were first-degree murder. Now, I don't get how you can find one person guilty on 3 counts of first-degree murder when they only killed 1 man. Makes no damn sense to me at all. I don't get it.
I did not know that, Art. That is really interesting. Now, this case, when I first saw, you know, the video and all, I thought, man, these guys are engaged in some things that are not smart. You know, they should have left this to law enforcement, most likely. I get the idea that this guy had supposedly been breaking into houses under construction or whatever. But still, I mean, if you and the last I read on it, and I was going to ask you, and hang on for me because the break's coming up. Just hang on for me. But I think the federal government is considering now hate crime charges, of course, too. So so they're not out of the woods.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing something about that too. But I mean, this is just just stupid and insane. And here's the whole deal.
Hold that thought. I got music. Hold that thought. We'll talk about this, and I wanted to get your reaction to the damages in the Sines versus Kessler case. And then we got Paul in California coming up. Back in moments.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back on Alternative Media Farron in the studio. And the headlines on Yahoo right now: South African scientists brace for wave propelled by Omicron. Get ready to listen to hear the word Omicron, just like you did social distancing for many, many, many days to come. All right, we're back to Art in Georgia. Then we got Paul Miles and Bruce coming up. Art, the break kind of broke your thought. Go ahead, sir.
To be honest with you, I kind of forgot what it was,
what it was I was going to say when the break caught me. But as far as this this other case you were talking about, to be honest with you, I've not followed that case. So I really can't speak to it. I mean, I know what people are saying, but I take what people say with a large grain of salt until I can actually do some reading. But I really didn't even follow that whole thing when it happened. What was that, a couple of years ago, I guess it was, when that happened, that Charlottesville thing?
2017. Well, kind of the gist of it is the ones that were supposed to speak that they deemed the organizers, they sued them civilly and got a $25 million judgment this past week against like Richard Spencer and Andrew Anglin and these guys. Well, Andrew Anglin wasn't even there for just promoting it, they said on a website. So my question really is, I mean, you know, there was no conspiracy, no pre-planned violent agenda. You know, they weren't there prepared to defend themselves because they were afraid that what was going to happen did happen. But we were to the point that you can't even have freedom of association or protest right. in the streets without the government and the powers that be breaking you up financially with civil lawsuits. And this is what we just saw. So I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add? And then we'll go to Paul Miles and Bruce coming up.
Yeah, I just remembered what it was I was going to say with the Ahmaud Arbery thing. What happened here, and a lot of people don't know this. This is a man who had, according to reports, nobody in that neighborhood had ever seen him there before. So they didn't know who this guy was. All they knew was a black dude running down the street. He had been seen roaming around a construction site. The claim was he had stopped to get some water out of a water spigot, but I don't know how that works when you don't even have running water at a construction site like this. The water's not been turned on yet, so I don't know how he could have been in there looking for a water spigot to get water. But, hey, you know, it is what it is. What happened was these three men took it upon themselves to conduct what they said was going to be a citizen's arrest because they suspected that he had been responsible for several burglaries and break-ins that had happened in the neighborhood. Well, the problem with this is you cannot make a citizen's arrest on a suspicion that you think somebody may have done something. The only way citizen's arrest works, and this is, people don't know the law, again, is the only way a citizen's arrest works is you have to actually witness the crime. Then you can take action to make a citizen's arrest. If you suspect somebody of something, you have no legal authority to chase them down the road in a pickup truck, threaten them at gunpoint, regardless of what Ahmaud did. They were completely out of line. They had no authority in the matter. And what they did, in my opinion, was murder. Period. But you don't convict someone. You don't find someone guilty of three counts of murder when they only killed one person. This is where I have a problem with the verdict.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's really interesting that you brought that. I did not know that, and I would like to try to understand some justification for that. But, you know, like I said, when I saw this, I thought these guys have involved themselves in something that's very foolish. I mean, I wouldn't take that upon myself to do, not in today's world.
And you would think with one of them being a former police officer, you would know this.
Yeah, be a little. And, you know, if I remember correctly, when this first happened, there was no rush to charge them. It was when the mainstream media got involved in it that
right. like,
there was they wasn't charged immediately because this guy was connected. But you know, when they get done with them with federal and then civil probably cases, they'll never see the light of day. It'll be just like so many other. But I'm like you, this, when I saw this, these guys are most likely going to be found guilty, and it looks like they have involved themselves in something that was extremely not smart to do. They should have just called the law and let them handle it. But all right, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the phone call. I always appreciate it, Art, you always bring some information up. I'm going to have to look into that one. Even need2know.news didn't have that. Now, that's where I got the story for today. I haven't done it, though. But thank you so much. We're going to go to Paul in California. Paul, the break's going to get you, but I'm going to hold you over. How are you doing today?
Good, good, good. Thanks for taking my call. this is first for Art. So, Art, you're correct on the citizen's arrest, but you're not correct on the murder. So you have the right to bear arms, as we all know. And if somebody goes for your weapon, then you can make a presumption that they intend to do you great bodily harm. So essentially, that's going to be self-defense. What you're looking at here is a psychological operation.
Hold that thought for me, Paul. We got the break. We'll talk about it on the other side. Then we got Miles and Chris coming up. Back and forth.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
All right, we are back on the Alternative Media Fairing in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. We've got Paul in California on now, Miles, Bruce, and Dave coming up. Paul, you might as well start back at the beginning because you didn't have but about 30 seconds and then the music started. So go ahead, sir.
Okay, so quickly, the main reason I called before I heard Art was to reinforce the idea that we need to have a default position that almost all of these are going to be psychological operations and likely fake. But just quickly to address what Art said about a citizen's arrest, he's essentially correct, more or less, that we're constrained by the same, shall we say, provisions in law enforcement where we have to have a reasonably articulable suspicion. And we can detain someone for investigation by the police. However, if it turns out that they were innocent and they weren't really doing anything, then we may have some problems with being charged with false arrest. Now, if somebody attempts to take your gun away, you can defend yourself because of the presumption is essentially they could use the gun against you. If you're just using the gun or you have the gun, or even if you're pointing it at someone, if they attempt to take it from you, right, that's an imminent threat. So that's why you can know that this event is bogus. Essentially, it's very similar to the whole George Floyd, Derek Chauvin, which is provably bogus. Okay, George Floyd, the individual that you saw there, was not the same George Floyd that had a criminal record from Houston. This has been shown over and over again. You have to keep up with all the people online that are doing the work to out these things as fraud, such as Professor James Fetzer. He did the work on Sandy Hook, among others. Many other people unraveled Sandy Hook. Charlottesville was similar. It was a psychological operation. James Field was just some sort of a patsy. I have my doubts that he's actually in jail. James Fetzer and other researchers working with him showed that there was multiple takes. There was two different challengers or chargers, and that there was another driver that was filmed through the windshield that actually was not James Field. So these things are indeed psychological operations, and they're all designed to get us angry at each other. It's a black-white narrative, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. They bounce us back and forth across the volleyball mat. And you look at this recent thing with Waukesha, with this black villain. He's a perfect black villain. All kinds of vile anti-white sentiments in his vile rap music. And you look at the so-called cell phone footage. It's all phony and fake. There's a great video online that shows the car, the red SUV, passes buildings where two buildings meet, and there's all these spectators on the sidewalk. And he drives by them. He doesn't hit anybody. And then this cell phone footage, the guy pans back, and now there's all these people laying on the ground, you know, after he's already been by. And when he went by, he didn't hit anybody. There's a 40-minute video that shows multiple problems with this. There's another one where it shows this red SUV, the same one, driving down the street, and he misses two people that he easily could have hit if his intention was to hit people. And in the background, the band is marching down the street like nothing happened, and he just came from that direction. So he supposedly drove through the band, but yet in the background of this one, there's the band. So it's like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Obviously, the car was inserted, similar as the planes were inserted on 9/11. There were no planes that hit the building. So all these things are being done to make us angry. They're making whites angry at blacks, and we do have legitimate reason to be angry at them, and they're making blacks angry at whites. This is exactly what they're doing, and they've done these psychological operations for many decades. The first major
right, hang on for me. Hang on for me, Paul, because I've got to move on. Sure. But one, you know, I know on the George Floyd, there's been a lot of pictures that made it questionable that there was a different Derek Chauvin, hairline, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, a lot of Jim Fetzer's assessments of things, some of which I agree with, some that I don't agree with. And one that I don't agree with is I had a car and truck accessory store for 20 years, and I tinted windows on cars, and I worked on nothing but custom cars for 20 years. I can't find, the window tint, everything is identical on that James Fields car. I can't find a discrepancy in that there's two cars. So I give everybody the opportunity to share your beliefs. I believe some of what James Fetzer comes up with, kind of like Alex Jones. I believe some of what he comes up with, but not all of it. And okay, that's my prerogative. Just, that's my prerogative. But you can send me any information you want to.
Okay, so just quickly, there's not any comparison between James Fetzer and Alex Jones. I don't always agree with James Fetzer. In fact, I've called it to his show, and we've gotten into it before multiple times. But here's the thing. James Fetzer is not a shill, and he's not a gatekeeper, and he's not a limited hangout like Alex Jones. He's an honorable guy, and he does great work, and he has a lot of collaboration. There's no doubt about Charlottesville. You need to look into the work. He published a book on it. There's multiple videos that expose this. So there's zero doubt about the fact that Charlottesville is an operation. Almost all of these are. Just ask yourself this. Why on some trials do we only get sketch artists, but on other trials they allow TV cameras in? And most of these states have laws that prevent television cameras.
Yeah, I mean, and that's obvious in the Ghislaine Maxwell right now, a sketch artist. All right, thank you so much. I got to move on to get everybody on. Thank you so much for the phone call, Paul. Miles in Maine, Bruce and Dave coming up. Miles, how you doing? Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Farron. It's hard to hear you when you're on the other line waiting, but these long, rambling, continually topic-changing calls are not conducive to a good show at all. With that said, you know, what we're looking at here is we're looking at two justices in a nation that's, you know, justice for all. We're looking at two separate forms of justice here all the time, continually. And it's not based on anything other than whimsical nonsense or skin color, or at the end of the day, it's some trivial thing that shouldn't even play a role whatsoever. But, you know, Art from Off the Grid there, he's always a great call. And he brought to the attention last week about how Rittenhour was retreating. Now, in this Arbery case, I could care less about who's making a citizen's arrest and all this camouflage nonsense to put around the scenario, because it really doesn't matter. What it comes down to, the guys called the police. From what I understand, they saw the guy there. They were following him coming from the subdivision, from casing the place over. As it turned out, the guy did have a record a mile long about previous other trespassing and doing these type of things, where they let him off the hook because of God only knows why. And I guess he did have some charges to that effect. But if Kyle Rittenhour didn't have a gun and he charged one of those three jug heads that he shot, okay, and they shot him, would we be saying this about Kyle Rittenhour? Would we be saying, well, you know, we're going to put these three guys on trial? I don't think we would, you know. And that's my question in a nutshell there. When does this Arbery guy have a right to a duty to retreat? Because he clearly, if you charge somebody with a gun, you are on the offensive now, and you're putting them at a shoot or don't shoot position, you, by your charging them. Now, he could have ran away. He could have just waited for the police to get there. He didn't do that. He charged them. He charged them with the intent to do what? We don't know. Was his intent to take that gun and shoot him? What was his intent? So we don't know. And so we let another court case get away and go down the drain and make some new kind of form of law that'll be cited now across the board. And what we're taking is the people's right to defend themselves in these sweeping motions and doing this knee-jerk nonsense. And if you're going to appease a radical, you know, black Marxist societal aspect going on there in Georgia, you know, with the whole Stacey Abrams and the whole congressional delegation and all this voting nonsense that went on, these are what you're going to get accustomed to living to. And with that, Farron, I don't want to take up any more time. I'd like to hear some more callers. I am glad to hear the news from Paul from New Jersey, because he's a sensational caller, and he would be a fantastic talk show host on RBN. Fantastic. I urge everybody on RBN, get Paul from New Jersey a show. You won't regret it. Thank you.
And so, you know, Miles, he sent me a letter to that effect, and I forwarded it to John, but unfortunately, I doubt John ever got to read that letter. It may have arrived after John passed. I don't know. But anyway, just so you know that, Miles. Bruce in Texas, Dave in New York coming up. Bruce, thanks for holding. What's on your mind, sir?
Farron, how you doing?
Doing good, sir.
Yeah, I'm just putting on my logging boots to go for a jog here, so I'm going to be kind of quick here. That's, you know, who goes jogging with logging boots, you know? Get out of here. You know, and if I see a guy with a shotgun, the first thing I'm going to do if I'm innocent is go and try to take it away from him, because, you know, that's a common sense thing to do, you know. But well played on the caller before last. Everything is fake. That's a psyop in itself. Okay, and the people that run over, that's fake, you know. And there was nothing flying in the air, you know, at all. You know, that's fake. It was holograms. I mean, come on. I think we're smart enough to see through all that shit. Sorry about the language. You can bleep that out, I guess. But, on Thanksgiving Day, what I want to do is forget about politics, forget about corruption, and have dinner with the family and then watch some, you know, some bread and circuses on TV. And, you know, I don't know how this is going to go over, but I'm watching the Cowboys game, and I flash back to the Patriots versus Cowboys game, and I think about, because I've been following this, I don't wear bumper stickers and shirts and hats and stuff for any team, but I do watch it just to have that 3 hours of away from everything else, you know? And the corruption is there too, you know? Because Jerry Jones did not play with that Colin Kaepernick taking the knee stuff. He had everybody take a knee and pray when the kneeling thing was going on. Do you remember all that?
Oh, yeah, because my dad was a Cowboys fan. And I've been a Cowboys fan, although if you've listened, you know I've not watched a game in years. But it wasn't because of the wokeness. It was because of the sorriness of the Cowboys frustrating me. But, yeah, Jerry Jones, I'm not a fan of Jerry Jones. But, yeah, I do know that happened, absolutely.
Yeah, and he had a big feud with Goodell, the NFL commissioner. He hates him. He threatened that he was going to try to unseat him, you know. And so I look at this, and then I see the officials with the headsets on and stuff, and they're just throwing games, you know. The quarterback goes in the end zone in the last 2 minutes of a half, so they can't challenge, the coach can't challenge it. And he's in the end zone, and then up there in New England, you know, with their favorite team, the Patriots, you know, the woke crowd. He didn't make a touchdown. Is you know, like, what? You know, and then just over and over again, I see these goofy. One of them, the last game on Thanksgiving, the guy makes an interception, a terrific interception, and then they tell the coach, don't even challenge it because you're not going to win. That's exactly what happened. So, you know, I just hope that maybe the people who bet, you know, so you see that sports betting stuff, don't go for that because the games are fixed, you know. If you just got to watch with your own two eyes, I mean, they're trying to throw them. And so back in the 80s, it was a huge deal with umpires in the baseball were throwing games, and they got hit better, investigated by the FBI. So I don't know. It just upset me that the one day in the year that I can just get away from everything, and then there's a corruption right in my face. I don't know. That's all I had. Maybe it's just a side topic. So I'll let the next caller on. I won't tie up any more time. But I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, thank you. I did. I ran around all over. It seemed like but it was a happy Thanksgiving. Dave in New York,
hey,
going to get you.
Hey, one more thing. Am I still on?
Yeah.
I love your bumper music. Have you ever heard of Legs Diamond?
No.
I'm going to send you some. I'll find your email and send you some.
Okay, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I've been into here lately a band called Man O' War. You can find it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Man O' War. I like that. So, send it to me, Chris. I appreciate
stuff.
It. Yeah, really good. Dave in New York, thanks for holding. How you doing?
I'm doing fine enough. I have six or more people that I know. Probably, I guess we got to talk about eight. That seem to have COVID at this time. This is something very different situation than I experienced previously this year or last year. We see this COVID coming up here now. Is it COVID? Good question. Well, it's not just the flu, okay? Two people had to go to the hospital. One guy, he gets up, walks a short distance, and he said his lungs were on fire. Like his lungs are on fire. He's very compromised. And another guy, he's older, and he had unusual symptoms. His tongue was like swollen up, but he was complaining of stomach upset. And I guess he probably had diarrhea from the events that I saw or heard. And this is something that some of these people, older people, even myself, you know, it didn't seem to me that that was necessarily a COVID symptom. But I'll tell you, I kept my distance from the guy. I definitely kept my distance from him because you don't know these days. So, you know, let's rationalize that things are real here. This is not even who knows which variety it was. I don't know. But people let it go. They let it go for a week or so, and then they ended up in the hospital. Other people may recover much quicker. It hits different people differently. So thus I see an article here and a video on absolute proof COVID-19 is a fraud. And at the beginning in this article, when they start using the word a fraud or a hoax, these are very indescript, and I have no idea what they're talking about. It's a very unintelligent way to bring a message because we don't know what they're saying, and people come to the wrong conclusions. And this guy is very good on the mind control in the beginning, and in the latter part of the video, it's very interesting points he brings up and puts together. I appreciate that. But in the middle, he shows no evidence or references confirming that no virus has ever been isolated. There's a huge amount of sequencing data, and it's all self-consistent. I don't feel like he knows what he's talking about when he gets into the science of it. He mentions 125 million false positive PCR cases or whatever he shows up on worldometers. Listen, how can you say that those are all false? I mean, that's what he's implying, that those are all false positives. This is irrational. He says that the third factor being COVID is never the primary cause of death, that it's never the primary cause of death on the death certificates. Well, as a matter of fact, that's what initiated this. That was a straw that breaks the camel's backs. If you talk to a lot of doctors and if you use your common sense, you realize that your comorbidities are accentuated. And I observed that personally with a friend who's now in the hospital. And he says that the flu disappeared when COVID came out. No, it didn't. There were 9,400 cases of death certificate, and I went through the numbers, the real numbers in the CDC you got to dig for, in the 2020-2021, in the 2019-2020 season. 2020-21 season had very, very low numbers. That's a mystery that may have multiple components. So he says it has the same symptoms as the flu. Well, not really. People get much more sick. That's the problem.
Hey, so, Dave, can you give us the name of the video where people can find it? I got one more caller, and I got about five minutes left.
Up over Thanksgiving holiday, absolute proof COVID-19 is a fraud. COVID-19 exposed, Thanksgiving holiday special. This was put up at RBN. This is the point I'm saying. We need some peer review, so I'm giving you the peer review on this. Many parts of it are good. Watch out for the middle.
Good point. I looked at RBN last night. I didn't see that, so maybe I'll give that a gander. Hey, thank you so much.
The third one in.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you so much. Tony in Chicago, you'll be the last caller. We got about 4 minutes. They're yours. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I wasn't going to call in, but I heard that guy mention that, you know, that parade up in Kenosha, that the crazed BLM, you know, black guy drove his SUV in. Yeah, that video is so bogus. Take a good look at that thing, okay? When that SUV goes in to the first three or four band members along the street, okay, they disappear. They disappear, okay? The SUV goes over these people. You would think they'd be, like I said, like the guy said, previous caller, they'd be up in the air. The guy was going 60 miles an hour or 50, okay? They disappear. There would be something either on the side or left on the street, you know, in blood. There's nothing there. The first three or four band members that they slam into, it disappeared. It is obviously GCI. Then the next two, yeah, there's you got a couple band members sitting on the street. People just don't disappear in there. That video is BS. I'm sorry. You take a good look at that. That is fake. I can't believe they could do another one of these, that they got the cops in it, that they got all those people in it. We don't even know if that thing even happened up there. I mean, the thing is just so surreal. But you take, I'm sorry, it doesn't lie. It's right there. You take good look. You take the upper from the roof angle, from the ground level, everything. Because when that happened, it just because you don't get any more as a pro white hothead as me, you know, and, you know, a guy like me always wants to blame, you know, the black killing the white, which it is in this country, okay, and there's never a retribution, but I wasn't like that because I don't believe any of these things. That's all I wanted to say. That guy was right. That thing's bogus. Take a good look at that. You'll see it right there.
Hey, let me ask you this, Tony.
I can't believe I got away with another one of these things. It's just
let me ask you this. Where are you watching the video at so people that want to find it?
Oh, BitChute. You got to just search it on. Search him on BitChute. Go to BitChute. Just search that Waukee or whatever. I can't remember the name of that. It's a Milwaukee suburb. Just go down the list of them. I posted them all on their vaccine hoax channel on TLB Talk. Just go there. Start looking at them. Just sit down with an open mind and just start looking at them, three or four from every different angle. Jim Fetzer believes it's for real, okay? Okay, I mean, he's right up there. He's not far from there. He lives around Madison, and I was surprised he didn't look into it more. And, I mean, I really didn't listen to much of his show because, look, I'm busy trading stocks during the day, and I stopped listening to talk radio. It screws me up. It costs me big money, and I really cut back on talk radio. So, but I actually think he fell for it. But I think he'll change his mind fast. I was waiting for him to come up with the consensus on it because he's an expert. But anyway, just go to BitChute, search him, and sit down and look, and you'll see what I'm talking about. My woman that I live with here, she's saying the same thing. She said, I thought that was screwed up, that thing. Then I told her it's fake. All right, I'll let you go, Farron.
Hey, thank you so much. As always, okay. Tony, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll have to look at that. I've not looked into that one at all. It's just been the week, and I have just not had time. But I'm going to this afternoon when I have time. RT, anyone wishing to be euthanized now has to first present proof of vaccination or recovery from COVID in Germany. I thought that's one I'm not going to have time to get to, but I thought that was rather interesting. Norway's Postal Service has released a lavishly produced advertisement depicting a homosexual relationship between Santa Claus and a man named Harry. How about that one for some news? And other news I'm not going to have time for. New York City removing statues of President Thomas Jefferson and Theodore Roosevelt. I'm sure no one in this audience is surprised at that. And Fox News, Los Angeles area looters target Home Depot, Bottega Veneta stores on Black Friday report. So, I mean, there's so much that we could talk about. But, you know, I know we had a diverse bunch of callers, different opinions. But that's what, that, you know, I don't mind that. I know some of the callers get agitated with other callers, whatever. But, you know, we agree, we disagree, but we still have the ability to bounce around different ideas. What Tony had to say was interesting. I'm going to look into that. Paul, Miles, Bruce, Dave, Art, David, Laura, everyone, you know, and that's the beauty of RBN. So I'm going to end with, you know, I ask for nothing on this broadcast. If you enjoy it, I ask that you donate to RBN. From what I understand, it's never been more important. You can listen to the Michael Rivera commercials and see how, or you can go to republicbroadcasting.org. And until next week, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.